culture and a new set of politics. Making an international move, which is another one that presents some pretty unique challenges and that many will experience. And then the last three really have to do with different kinds of business situations that people would encounter, turning around something that's in deep trouble, proactively changing something that's beginning to get into trouble, and then dealing with a complex mix of organizations in different states.
All right. You mentioned moving up to a position of greater authority. I think one of the problems is lack of training for a person to assume that responsibility.
Correct. There's a lot of common core challenges when you get promoted. And for example, you need to delegate differently than you did in the past. You need to communicate differently because you're at a greater distance from the front lines. And that happens each time you're promoted. But I think what you're getting at is the competencies can also shift pretty dramatically as you rise up through the organization. And what makes sense when you're a frontline supervisor is not going to make sense from a managerial skill point of view when you get to being a general manager. And so partially it's about those competency shifts that are really so crucial.
Right. In your book, you focus on the specific skills, abilities, and knowledge. You write about the importance of early wins.
I firmly believe, and the research backs me up, that getting early wins is centrally important for new leaders coming into new roles because you've got to get traction, you've got to create momentum. The way you do that is by showing some early victories, but that comes with a big set of caveats that says